Lely provides leading dairy farm automation solutions around the world with our global headquarters based just outside of Rotterdam in Holland and our North American headquarters located right here in Pella. We are proud of our Dutch heritage, which is at the core of our company's culture, and we are delighted to be a part of Pella's annual celebration of its Dutch heritage as a presenting partner of the live Tulip Time coverage on 92.1 KRLS. We hope that you will enjoy the festivities and have a wonderful Tulip Time from all of us at Lely.
Now the front page of today's Lely Radio Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports, 92.1 KRLS.
And welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA KRLS. I'm Andrew Schneider. KNIA KRLS Central College intern Brody Farrell concluded his experience with us this spring by talking to two members of his former tennis team. Brody interviews Malik Fisher and Jameson Castle of the Pella Boys tennis team ahead of the postseason.
I'm Brody Farrell, an intern for KNIA KRLS in Pella, Iowa, and I'm interviewing Malik Fisher, who is a senior on the high school tennis team. Malik, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Brody. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, my good man. So my first question is, how's the season going so far?
Our season's going really well this year. At the beginning of the season, we weren't sure if we would make it to state this year, but as of last week's rankings, we're currently ranked 8 in the state, which basically guarantees us a spot at state, which is really good for the team. So that's been really good for us motivation-wise and everything.
That's awesome. How's the team looked so far?
Oh, we've been looking pretty good. Trevin moved up from number 5 to number 1 this year, which is a pretty big jump, but he's been looking really good, working really hard. And as with the whole team, we trained the whole winter off-season to try to have our best chance at state this year, and the whole team's been working really hard.
What are your district opponents looking like? How good of a chance do you think you have at making it to state?
I think we have a really good chance this year, both individually and team state-wise. Our individual district is going to be really good this year. We have really good opportunities just team-wise against the other opponents we have. We definitely feel like we can have a solid chance of getting multiple people to individual state. And like I said earlier, our rankings currently show that we should pretty well make it to team state. So hopefully it ends up pretty well.
So as you were talking about before, we know you've had a very hard schedule this year. Lots of meets, lots of competitions. How do you think this hard schedule has prepared you for the challenging levels at state, for both individually and for the team?
Yeah, it's been pretty tough. We have had a lot of meets like in a row, back to back, and just a really squished schedule this year with a bunch of rescheduled meets and stuff. So everyone has been really exhausted and tired, but the team has been working super hard and fighting through the meets the best we can. So it's been really good preparation mentally and physically. We've been pretty physically beaten up this season with a lot of injuries and stuff, but we've definitely persevered through it and, like I said, kept that number 8 spot on the rankings. So hopefully at the state level individually and team-wise, we can keep pushing through and everyone can get healthy and we can stay really strong for the best opportunities we can, best chance we can get to win there.
Speaking of preparations, what is your team doing to prepare for state?
Yeah, so we started really early this season, actually. We started training in the winter for off-season indoors, which we hadn't done before, which was really good for us. And then we had definitely some bad weather and stuff, which had a lot of meets rescheduled, but that let us have a lot of time to prepare and practice for all these meets that we've had in the late season. So we've been trying really hard. We've been practicing really hard for sure, and the meets have been tough, but now we have a solid 2 weeks to get ready for districts and state, so we should be able to ease up a little bit and just practice and get really prepared well.
You mentioned the team is pretty hurt right now. How are you guys going to bounce back from that?
Yeah, so we have about like 2 weeks of practice now with conference and then individual and team state. So we've had a lot of people come back from injuries. Hopefully we can get everyone back feeling healthy and ready. Everyone has just been really physically beaten up from all of these meets and stuff we've had. So hopefully all the soreness and then also just mental drainage will wear off over these 2 weeks and we can get back and ready, fully prepared for state this year.
So the way that state works in tennis, for team state, you have conference, which is a small regular match before the actual state tournament. What are your opponents going to look like in the conference tournament?
Yeah, I think we'll do pretty well this year. I don't think it'll be too difficult. We beat DCG, and then we also beat Boone, and we've won a lot of really difficult meets that we weren't sure exactly how we'd go. So I would say the team definitely has a lot of confidence going into conference this year.
I'm Brody Farrell here with Jameson Castle, a senior on the Pella High School tennis team. And today we are talking about their future in the conference and district matches coming up to prepare for state. Jameson, how are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. Nice hanging out at Tulip Time. So taking a little bit of break off of tennis, but, you know, still got to get back at it for conferences.
Yeah. So, Jameson, how's the team looking in going into conference next week?
I think we're doing pretty good. Practices, you know, now that the JV season has ended, it's just us 11. So we've been at practice. We've been doing a lot of doubles stuff specifically because I think that's kind of in the question mark right now. I'm not 100% sure, but that's we've been playing a lot of doubles right now, trying to see who fits well too. And I think we're getting a lot of good quality stuff going on right now. Like everyone's tired after practice, which is really good. And so we're having a lot of fun with it. You know, as the season is nearing its end, like it's definitely in that kind of end half of it. You're trying to have fun with it, and obviously you're trying to win. So we're locked in, but we're also enjoying it.
Absolutely. So talking to your teammates, I've learned that you guys have had a very hard schedule this year.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think this hard schedule will help prepare you for your conference and district matches?
Obviously, I think with any sport, the better competition that you play throughout, it makes it seem like it's almost the postseason already, right? So if you're playing easier opponents, you kind of just walk your way in through, and that level of experience might not be there. So it kind of, you know, if you're beating good teams, it kind of just like validates your record and like, hey, we are a legit team. And I think that there are some schools that we've definitely had, like, you know, there's solid schools like Boone was a good school. We beat them. And I think that that's definitely a validation on our talent that we have.
Yeah, for sure. So with conference coming up and districts soon after, what are you guys doing to help prepare for that?
It's a lot. I mean, again, it's just practice like every single day, focusing on what you might. For me personally, it's like, what can I potentially do better? Like, I might want to practice everything, but maybe I want to focus a little bit more on specific things, right? And I think that goes for every player. You know, if someone struggled in serving a game prior, you might want to focus on serving the next practice, right? So you're kind of just learning based off of your other previous matches and games and using that in practice. And then again, I think the thing I've learned with tennis is like, if you enjoy it, then you're gonna, your mindset's there. And so in practices that helps, you know, showing up with a good attitude and leaving with a good attitude. And I think that will show up in meets. If you show up with a good attitude, you could, your mindset's there. So I think that practices, you want to practice like you play. So
going off that, we know you're going to have some tough competition for conference and districts. How are you going to prepare mentally? Because your mental game is just as important as your physical game.
Yeah, I think it helps a lot because we've actually in practice been playing against some of our coaches who are all phenomenal tennis players. And so it helps us prepare for a level like that. And along with the mental aspect, you got to believe that you can beat them. Because if you just show up in the match and be like, man, I'm just, even though I'm probably the underdog in this, if you just completely give up before the match even starts, then you might as well not even play it because you're just going to lose that. So you got to believe that you can put out your, give your best effort. And then, you know, if you lose, you lose, but you're the underdog, or you just got to make sure that you're mentally locked in like that and believe that you can beat them.
Once again, that was KNIA Cabrales Central College intern Brody Farrell catching up with Pella Tennis members Jameson Castle and Malik Fisher. We'll have more of today's Lately Radio Sports page coming up on KNIA Cabrales.
The center page of today's Lately Radio Sports page is brought to you by Hearthstone.
Back here on today's Lately Radio Sports page, we're catching up with Pella Christian Girls soccer players Cambria Van Dyke and Maddie DeVries. And Cambria, I'm going to start with you. Overall, just how do you feel like the season has been going for the Eagles and, you know, your expectations for this team come postseason time?
I think the season has gone decently well for what we came into the season with and for the injuries that we've had with the younger team that we started with all of the freshmen coming in this year. Lately, we've been kind of slacking, but we're looking to pick that back up and start a fresh week next week. Postseason, I hope that we do well. I think we're, after all these injuries get better, I think we can pick up where we were and start on fresh feet.
Absolutely. And Maddie, kind of what are your thoughts on how this season's been going, especially as you're nearing postseason play?
I think we started off pretty strong. Like Cambria said, we have a pretty young team, so it's been a lot of learning and learning how to work together and play together. And yeah, we have suffered some injuries, so that kind of put a block in some of our games, and we had to kind of learn how to work around those. But as we head into postseason, we're hoping to gain some girls back from injury and to just work well as a team and, yeah, hopefully do well.
Absolutely. And Cambria, you guys both kind of mentioned the youth on this team, right? It's a team that, even with some of that youth, there's been a lot of different lineups, too, with injuries. You've got a couple of multi-sporters who some nights they're on the pitch, some nights they're not able to be there, too. How has this team really worked to kind of continue to hold that bond, even though the lineup kind of continues to shift a little bit?
I think we've done decently well at adapting. Monday night, we had a little bit of a struggle there. But we adapted to it, and the second half of our game was definitely better than the first. We fill in all of the younger classmen where we can and get them in spots that they usually don't play.
Absolutely. And Maddie, kind of along those lines, you know, that chemistry factor, it can be a little bit difficult, especially when the lineup isn't necessarily consistent. You don't necessarily know how everyone's going to fill into those spots as well. How do you feel like that bond has really kind of developed for this team and trying to build that chemistry, even though the lineup has shifted here a few times?
Yeah, I think one thing we focus on is having every player kind of work on things that they all can control and do the same. So we work on communication, attitude, and effort, which is something that requires no talent in the sport, honestly. It's just something you can work on for yourself. So if all of us kind of work on communicating with each other and working together, it makes it so that all sorts of lineups can play well together.
Absolutely. And again, we're talking to Cambria Van Dyke and Maddie DeVries here at the Pella Christian Girls soccer team. And, you know, Cambria, you mentioned it with some of those injuries as well, too. That can kind of be disheartening, right? Because, you know, a lot of them are just fluke deals that just keep popping up as well. As a team, too, how do you just fight through that and continue to try to keep that positive outlook going into some of these matches and just keep those spirits high?
I think as a team, we try to strive to believe in our team and each other and even in ourselves and in our own abilities. We've used that word a lot this year. Even through injury, we know that we can't control everything. So just taking it at an optimistic viewpoint and looking at what we can control and believing in ourselves.
Absolutely. And Maddie, I know that this year it's been, you know, fairly healthy for yourself, but coming off of an injury last year, you've kind of been through this same boat, right, that a lot of teammates are going through right now. What's kind of been your message to those teammates as they've battled through some of those adversities and just trying to get back on the pitch to join the team?
Yeah, it can be hard sitting on the sidelines because you want the best for your team, but you also are just, like, dying to get back in the game. So sometimes, the best you can do is just sit on the side and cheer for your team, even though, you know, you want to be out there. But I'd say, yeah, just keep working on recovering to those girls with injuries and taking care of yourself so that eventually, whether that be next season or later in this season, you can rejoin the team.
And as we approach postseason in Cambria, you know, injuries, getting girls back from injuries, that would be a huge help. But what would be one other aspect beyond getting healthy that you feel like, well, if you could just improve that here over the final couple matches, you'll set yourself up really well for postseason action?
I think our communication could be better, and it helps a lot with everything. Just letting people know where they are or like where their defender is, just getting people to communicate more and being louder with their voices, helping others on the team and getting people in the right position. I think that could be really powerful on the team, even if we don't have those hurt players coming back. But yeah, I think that's something to work on.
Absolutely. Maddie, what would be something that you would say would be something that the Eagles could work on besides, obviously, the health factor that could really benefit them come postseason action?
I think just confidence in our teammates. Like Cambria said earlier, just believing that all of us have the talent and skill to work together as a team and make connections and put some in the back of the net and hopefully win some games.
Absolutely. Cambria and Maddie, appreciate the time and wish you the best of luck the rest of the soccer season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That is Cambria Van Dyke and Maddie DeVries here on today's Lely Radio Sports Page.
Now the back page of today's Lely Radio Sports Page brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.
Welcome back to today's Lely Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS. This is Mike Effner, and I'm talking now with Norwalk senior girls golfer Addie Smith for a Let's Get to Know segment. And Addie, first of all, you being a golfer, what's the favorite golf course that you've ever played on? It could be one that you play on all the time, or maybe a once-in-a-lifetime thing, but your favorite course to golf?
I honestly really loved Copper Creek. I'm not sure really where that's near, like, the SEP area, Southeast Polk. It's a really fun course. It's really long. I like the greens.
Yeah, I know the course you're talking about. Never played it, but definitely know the one you're talking about. You guys have had some good success there. How about a bucket list course that you've never played around at, whether that's around here or in Ireland or where, but just a course you'd love to play someday?
Probably Talons of Tuscany, I think. I've been invited to play there, but I never got the opportunity to, so probably Talons, yeah.
And how about high school sports and activities? Are you involved in anything besides golf?
Yes, I am, actually. This year I did tennis for the first time. That was something fun since I moved to the spring. I'm in student council. I'm in National Honor Society. I'm actually on our student council exec board. I've done Lakewood Clubs. I'm in a lot of leadership opportunities, band, choir, marching band, stuff like that.
Oh, wow. So you're staying busy.
I sure am.
How about your best high school sports memory?
Probably last year going to state with the girls golf team. It was such a fun time. We all got to share a hotel room. We're 2 hours away. All of our friends and family drove up. We all got to wear matching shirts, matching polos. It was just a super fun time. We went out to eat as a team, got a lot of team bonding in, van rides, obviously. It was so much fun.
Speaking of going out to eat, do you have any favorite spots, restaurants that you like to go, whether that's before a meet or celebrating afterwards?
Culver's. Coaches eat free at Culver's. We always go to Culver's every single time, every meet.
That sounds like a good plan there for Steve.
It sure is.
How about superstitions? Do you have any superstitions out on the golf course, things you have to do before every meet or before every swing, anything like that?
I honestly really try not to, because then it gets a little complicated if I don't do that.
Okay, how about when you were younger, was there something you wanted to be when you grew up, and is that the same now, or have you changed your mind?
I have always wanted to be an author since I learned how to write, so that's still a game plan.
Okay, where are you going to, are you going to school for that, and, you know, where are you going?
I actually just committed to UNI. I'm going to walk on to the girls' golf team, and I'm going to study creative writing and English and journalism.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
How about role model? Do you have a role model, and why do you look up to them, and how have they helped you?
Definitely my mom. I mean, she's just kind of a role model for everything, golf, academically, just as a person. She's very level-headed, and just she's a great role model.
Do you have any siblings, and who are they, and how well do you get along with them?
I do. I have two younger siblings, a sister, she's a sophomore, her name is Eva, and a brother, he is a seventh grader, and his name is Graham. I get along with both of them very well. Obviously, we have our times. It's a sibling relationship for sure, but no, we all get along super well, so.
Okay. We ask this to almost everybody, Hawkeye fan or Cyclone fan, or maybe somebody else?
Cyclones all the way.
Okay, and why is that?
Both my parents went to Iowa State, so. Follow the bloodline.
And do you have any favorite pro sports teams in any, you know, it doesn't matter what sport?
I like Kansas City Chiefs. I like Washington football team. That's probably the pros that I like.
Do you follow professional golfing or anything? Do you have a favorite there?
No, not really. I like Rory McIlroy a lot, but that's pretty much all we watch, so.
Once again, we're talking to Norwalk senior girls golfer Addie Smith for a Let's Get to Know. How about vacations? What's the best vacation you've ever been on, and what made it so great?
Oh, that's a hard one. Probably Florida. I love going to Florida. I love swimming. I love getting to be by the ocean. I think we had a really good time the last time we went to Florida, just getting to stay on the beach, specifically Miami. I love Miami. So,
any bucket list places you want to go? You know, if you like to travel, someplace you really want to go soon?
I definitely want to go abroad. I want to go to Europe. I want to go to Spain, somewhere like that.
How about holidays? What's your favorite holiday?
Christmas, all the way.
Has it always been like that? And why do you like Christmas so much?
It just feels so nostalgic. Christmas is something that my family really puts a lot into, and it reminds me of being a little kid.
Do you have any family pets? Tell me about them.
We do. We have two cats and a dog. My dog's name is Ozzy, and my cats' name are Max and Kit Kat. They're family cats. We live kind of out in the middle of nowhere, so our cats are free range, basically.
Yeah, plenty of mice to hunt.
Yep.
How about a go-to midnight or late-night snack if you're up late, not going to bed, not tired yet? What are you going to the fridge for?
Popcorn or instant mashed potatoes.
Interesting combination. I guess that's an either, not a both.
I agree.
Do you have a favorite family tradition, whether that's connected to the holidays somehow or a place you go every year?
We always get a real Christmas tree around December, and it just kind of makes the whole house smell like pine, and it's pretty fun to decorate and cut down. So,
if you could spend the day with a famous person in history, whether that's somebody right now or a long time ago, who would it be?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one.
Maybe an author.
Probably like Dolly Parton.
Okay.
I think she's a great role model, and I think she worked really hard to get to where she's at.
Just a few more here for you. Do you have a most prized possession, and why?
I have a ratty little stuffed bear that is probably my most prized possession.
How about maybe stressful things? What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you?
Ooh. My brother, he got injured when he was little. We were out in the woods. He fell, hurt himself on a stick, had to go into surgery and repair pretty much a whole chunk of his leg. That was probably the most scary thing that happened to me as an 11-year-old.
Oh, yeah. How old was he at the time?
Five.
Oh, that is pretty scary.
It was.
All right. We got one more for you here. Let's see. I got to pick out a good one.
Perfect.
If you had fell into a whole bunch of money and could go on a shopping spree, where would you go?
Ooh. Probably somewhere that sells cheap clothes I guess it doesn't have to be cheap. Just like the mall. I'd go to the mall.
How about, would you get new golf clubs or anything like that?
Oh, for sure. I'd probably go into Dick's.
Well, appreciate your time. That's Norwalk senior golfer Addie Smith on Let's Get to Know. Again, thanks, and good luck to you and the team the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was today's back page on today's Lely Radio Sports page, brought to you by Central College. Help your student plan a visit by going to central.edu/visit.